WR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Some new details about New York Representative George Santos's campaign finances. Santos filed amended campaign disclosures that suggest at least $625,000 in campaign loans he previously reported as self-funded might not be. They no longer include a box check that say that they were personal funds from the candidate. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Monterey Park, California today, the site of the mass shooting during Chinese New Year celebrations that killed 11 people. Recent shootings have politicians calling for more to be done.
Democratic lawmakers are now vowing here to strengthen California's already toughest in the nation gun laws. They say because government figures show California has one of the lowest gun death rates in the U.S., that it shows tough laws work, and they say they need to get even tougher.
ABC's Alex Stone, the lawyer representing the elementary school teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student in Newport News, holding a press conference later today. Abby's Warner was released from the hospital last week. This is ABC News. One of Tuesday's Oscar nominees says she wants to keep the momentum going when it comes to inclusion. ABC's Jason Nathanson has more from Hollywood.
At the Oscar nominations Tuesday morning, it was a record-setting day for actors and filmmakers of Asian descent, leading 11 nominations for Everything Everywhere All at Once and a Best Animated Picture nod for Pixar's Turning Red.
I'm a gross red monster!
Domi Shi wrote and directed Turning Red, telling me, "This is a great moment, but it's important to keep it going."
In the 90s, we had the Joy Luck Club, which is an incredible, groundbreaking film. But then after that, like, there weren't many films like that. So it could always go backwards, you know.
The Oscars air Sunday, March 12th on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
If you missed the Elvis film, which snagged 8 Academy Award nominations, you can catch it this Friday. The film is playing in select theaters nationwide for a limited special engagement. Sesame Street co-creator Lord Morissette has died. He was 93 years old. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it. the next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Is the Tom Hartman program.
Well, it's getting interesting out there. First off, the Fulton County grand jury, which looked into the possibility that Donald Trump, in his calls to Brad Raffensperger and others demanding that they flip the election in Georgia, committed a crime, a serious felony crime for which he could go to prison in Georgia. And I can tell you, Georgia prisons are not a place anybody wants to go to prison. That grand jury had asked that the results of their investigation be made public. In other words, let the public know the crimes that Donald Trump committed that we discovered. And the prosecutor now, Fani Willis's office, is before a judge saying we don't want those to go public because we intend to use them to prosecute Donald Trump. The because we intend to use them to prosecute Trump part has not yet been said out loud, but everybody understands that would be basically the only reason that they would say withhold that grand jury information, because, you know, once it gets out, then Trump could claim that he's got a tainted jury pool, that, you know, all the prosecution evidence against him has been pre-released. So, and you're supposed to release that at trial. So that's a fascinating thing, and we'll probably know in the next hour or two. And I'll keep you up to date on this, whether they are going to release that grand jury investigation. And if they do release it today, probably it'll be after I get off the air here. But whatever it is, we will have a lot to talk about, I'm guessing. Meanwhile, talk about, you know, being bitten in the butt by your own dog. Mike Pence was on CNN last weekend, and or maybe it was the weekend before. And it was right after the Biden stuff came out. And he was asked this question, and he gave this answer. Just listen to this.
Did you take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
That was John King. Turns out there were. They just found a bunch of classified documents in Mike Pence's house in an unsecured area. So now the Republicans are all scrambling to get, you know, their talking points together because they were all hysterical about, oh, my God, they're in Joe Biden's garage and, you know, Hunter could go in there. And now it's like, well, maybe it's just something that happens. I don't know. It's it's really interesting, and it's going to be real interesting to see how they kind of wiggle out of this and what impact it's going to have on the investigations and on Jack Smith, you know, the special prosecutor that Merrick Garland has appointed to go after Trump on what Jack Smith is doing. Jack Smith, though, is one of those guys who, like, he's not a show horse. You know, he's one of those guys, he's a workhorse. He's one of these guys who keeps his head down, does the work, keeps his mouth shut, and then builds an airtight case and then nails the sucker to the wall. I mean, that's he just sent a Serbian war criminal to prison for 20 years just before he left. I mean, that was the last thing he did, like, you know, just a couple of weeks ago before he left the Netherlands to come to the United States to look into Donald Trump. So it's going to get interesting. It's going to get very, very interesting. And, you know, Fannie Willis, turns out this woman, you know, she looks like a real sweetheart. She's got kind of a sweet name. She's got a spine of steel, this woman. And you know, she's a prosecutor, and that's what prosecutors do, is they go after bad guys. And so this is going to get real, real interesting. Keep an eye on it. The other story I wanted to share with you in this hour is that Joe Manchin, and this kind of slid under the national media's radar. David Sirota is writing about this over at levernews.com. Joe Manchin, this last weekend, announced that he's in favor of raising the cap on Social Security. Now, this is all we have to do to solve all the problems that Social Security is facing. Right now, if you earn up to $160,000 a year, every penny that you earn has a 7.2% tax on it that goes to Social Security, and your employer has to match that. So, you know, every penny. But if you earn $320,000, in other words, twice as much, then only half of your income is taxed for Social Security. If you earn $640,000, only a quarter of your income is taxed for Social Security, because they only tax the first $160,000. The rest is tax-free, right? If you're earning, you know, $1.3 million a year, only one-eighth of your income is taxed for Social Security. And now we're getting beyond the point where I can do fractions in my head, but you get the point. And Joe Manchin called this out, which I'm frankly impressed by. You know, he's up for re-election in a year and a half, so it might have something to do with it. This is what he said. This was on CNN on Sunday. He said he was asked about the Republicans' efforts to force Democrats to gut Social Security in order to balance the budget and deal with the so-called debt crisis. And Manchin said, quote, "The easiest and quickest thing we can do is raise the cap." Ta-da! He said, if you're getting a paycheck, now in West Virginia, in a state like mine, where the median income is much lower than $160,000, they're paying 100% of the tax. In wealthy areas, they're paying a very small percentage of that tax. He said he opposed the creation of a new commission, too, which was the other thing that the Republicans are calling for. We want Simpson-Bowles back, right? We want to reinvent Social Security. You know, when Reagan did this, he had a commission, right? It was the Moynihan Greenspan Commission back in 1983. And what came out of that was let's double or substantially increase. It went from around 4% up to around 6%. Increase the Social Security tax. Let's make Social Security benefits taxable income to people who receive them. And let's solidify this cap. And they also made it harder for Social Security to keep up with inflation, which is why in 1983 you could actually retire on Social Security. Now, not so much. But, the rich people are getting away with this. This effort to end the cap, to raise the cap, started in 1999 when Peter DeFazio, who Louise and I got to know pretty well when we lived in Washington, D.C., he had a boat in the same marina at the Capitol Yacht Club where we had our boat, the Freedom. 1986 47-foot Chris Craft is what we were living in. A little 500 square foot boat with two dogs and a cat. Two dogs and three cats. Actually, we had one dog then. We got the second dog when we got to Portland. But anyway, Peter lived in a boat just down the row from us, and we would get together from time to time and have a glass of wine. And he, you know, he was one of the co-founders of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. A great guy. He's no longer in Congress. He retired this last year. But he had introduced legislation to eliminate the cap and say that, you know, 100% of your income, except for the first $4,000, is subject to this Social Security tax, which is just an entirely reasonable thing. And in fact, when he started pushing this in 99, this became something that the Republicans were in favor of. George W. Bush and Lindsey Graham in 2005 were talking about this. Well, actually, in 2004, in the election cycle, George W. Bush said that he thought that the cap should be raised. Lindsey Graham came out and said, quote, wealthier Americans should accept it with the whole idea that you're helping people less fortunate than you, end quote. But then in 2005, after George W. Bush won the election, his main campaign, he went on this, you know, 20 some odd city speaking tour to try to convince Americans that it's time to privatize Social Security. Give people some equity, give them some skin in the game, let them pay for their own damn retirements. It didn't work out. He didn't go very far. He stopped talking about it after a couple of months because all the blowback he was getting. And ever since then, the Republicans have said, no, let's leave the cap in place. We don't want the billionaires to have to pay Social Security taxes. We don't want our multimillionaires. We don't want us as multimillionaires. The members of Congress are making more than $160,000. And they kind of like it, the top end of their income. And plus all the, you know, if you're a Republican in Congress, of course, you know, you just give a speech at a local high school and one of the right-wing foundations will write you a check for $40,000 as a speaker fee. This is also true of right-wing radio hosts. They get spiffed all, you know, 16 ways to Sunday. Some of these guys make piles of money. Politico did a story back in 2015 about how Rush Limbaugh was getting $2 million a year and Sean Hannity was getting $1 million a year, or at least their shows were, from the Heritage Foundation. So anyhow, this is absolutely fascinating that Joe Manchin is saying raise the cap. It's a simple solution. It solves Social Security's problems. It's fair. Why shouldn't billionaires pay into Social Security? What's wrong with that? And people say, well, then are you going to give billionaires lots and lots of money from Social Security? No. Social Security is old age insurance. Insurance, you know, so different people pay different prices for insurance depending on their life circumstances. This is one that's calibrated to income.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what do you think? I'll pick up your calls after the break at 16 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news.
My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. These toppers help our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And not only that, they absolutely love this stuff. The cats do too. That's another story. But the dogs, Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products and love them as much as our dogs do. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com. That is Dynovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, and we're still keeping our eye on that grand jury down in Georgia. I'll keep you up to date on that. Deliberation in the court is going on as we speak. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to finish what I was saying about color theory. One last thing last week when I speak in color theory is the color of cars, the history of the color of cars. For about the last 30 or 40 years, it's been white, silver, black, and white. And if you look at cars, I do, and the only colors there are muted colors. It was the same thing during the Depression. But during the after World War II, they had wild colors in 1950s. And, it used to be the second largest purchase. It's, I guess, with student loans, it's the third largest purchase.
So you're saying that the color of cars reflects kind of the national mood?
Yes.
Wow.
Consumer Reports, they had an article by the Consumerist all about brief history of car colors. Yeah, I mean, it's around you all the time, but you don't notice it.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
I don't know what color your car is, but mine is a dark maroon. And that was the biggest color I could get.
Yeah.
And so...
That's a bright. Ours is kind of a sky blue or a baby blue color. Which
good for you. Yeah. Well, it's dawning of a new age, maybe.
There you go. but that's not what you called about. You called about Mike Pence and classified documents.
No. About classified documents, they just found it in Pence's home, of course.
Right.
You wonder, should they be searching the administrations for going way back, every one of their homes?
Yeah.
I'll bet you you'll find the documents.
Up next is Obama. And
right. Well, so, yeah. So far, it's 2-1 Republicans.
Yeah.
But, anyway, and I don't know why they don't have a system, why the archives doesn't have a branch at the White House where they check stuff in and out. And,
most classified documents are not in the National Archives. That's where classified documents go to retire.
Right. But the one thing they can't do is what's in the ex-president's head that they've learned while they were in office.
Yeah, that's the problem with Trump. What has he given to the Russians and the Saudis that's worth $2 billion?
I think he's worried about if they lose Crimea, he won't have a place to retire. I mean, it's one of the warmest
always Moscow.
Places in Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always Moscow. I mean, you know, he lived in New York. He knows how to deal with the winter.
Or you go to Syria. That's
I doubt that. But you know, Dubai, Oman. I my guess is that you know, Trump is going to end up in Saudi Arabia, maybe in Hungary. You know, Orban would probably welcome him. But I believe that Hungary has an extradition treaty with us. Saudi Arabia certainly doesn't. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. The color stuff is fascinating. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I want to try to comment quickly on this FBI agent that was investigating Deripaska, and now apparently he's in some trouble. Look, what I find interesting is how interested people are in this when there have been other instances of espionage on the behalf of Russia that have been reported, but nobody seems interested in it. Like, for instance, there was that major, Army major, I believe, or maybe, no, it was an Army major. He was transgender and married. And his spouse was a doctor. And the doctor gave a lot of medical information. Plus, the doctor was also not, was a naturalized citizen. But they gave a lot of information to Russia on medical background of service members. And the thing is that one faded away. No one was interested in it.
Well, the reason people are flipped out about this, Dave, is because, Rudy Giuliani during the campaign came out and said, there's going to be big news. We got big news coming out of the New York FBI field office. And that was the thing. Giuliani's statement was the thing that forced Comey's hand to open the Hillary investigation. And that was what handed the election to Donald Trump. And it turns out that what was behind all this was this one FBI agent who was working for the Russians. And, you know, so this is the ultimate example of Russia influencing our elections. In fact, Russia putting Donald Trump into the White House. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll continue in just a moment. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
WAUK.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Some new details about New York Representative George Santos's campaign finances. Santos filed amended campaign disclosures that suggest at least $625,000 in campaign loans he previously reported as self-funded might not be. They no longer include a box check that say that they were personal funds from the candidate. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Monterey Park, California today, the site of the mass shooting during Chinese New Year celebrations that killed 11 people. Recent shootings have politicians calling for more to be done.
Democratic lawmakers are now vowing here to strengthen California's already toughest in the nation gun laws. They say because government figures show California has one of the lowest gun death rates in the U.S., that it shows tough laws work, and they say they need to get even tougher.
ABC's Alex Stone, the lawyer representing the elementary school teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student in Newport News, holding a press conference later today. Abby's Warner was released from the hospital last week. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the school. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Starting to save even in your 50s can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. By the way, welcome back, by the way. Yesterday we were talking about guns in the United States, and so I went over to check Open Secrets to see who gets the most money from the gun lobby. I was expecting to see Republicans and Democrats, but here's the list from number one down. The number one recipient of gun lobby money in the United States or in Congress was Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. He was followed by John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, who was followed by Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, who was followed by Herschel Walker, the Republican from, well, he never won, but wanted to be the Republican from Georgia. It was followed by Tiffany Smiley, a Republican from Washington State, who also didn't win, who was followed by Kevin McCarthy, number six in gun money contributions. Number seven, Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina. Number eight, Steve Scalise, the number two guy in Republican leadership in the House, Republican from Louisiana. Followed by Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from New Jersey. Number nine, number 10, Dan Crenshaw from Texas, Republican. Number 11 in receiving gun lobby money, Lauren Boebert, Republican from Colorado, followed by Ted Budd, Adam Laxalt, Victoria Spartz, Mike Garcia, Jim Jordan, John Thune, Elise Stefanik, Tom Emmer, and Eric Schmidt. Every single one of them are Republican. There's not a single Democrat who's in the top 20 recipients of gun lobby money, which is pretty friggin' breathtaking. All righty, back to your phone calls here. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
That's why they always tell you in journalism school, follow the money, honey.
There you go. Absolutely.
And I don't mean to put a damper on that earlier caller, but the only reason why I pick white for my vehicles is because I'm in Texas and I don't like dark colors. They're too hot.
Oh, yeah, you've got a lot of sun there. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Listen, for the better part of a decade, I was a volunteer ombudsman, nursing home ombudsman in the state of Texas. And I retired from that over 10 years ago, but back then, this was during the Bush years and part of the Obama years, I could see the writing on the wall. Things were getting more desperate, and I would see memos on the punch clock area for the nurses and aides telling them they needed to do this and do that off the clock. In other words, they were getting paid less and required to do more, and That work exposes you to lots of pathogens, and I don't see how your resistance can be up if you're not paid enough to feed yourself properly and you're raising children. But the other piece of that is I want to verify the stories of your other callers. It's not what it seems. You know, McDonald's is shiny on the outside, but if you go inside, the kitchen is greasy and dirty and hot, and in a similar way, people who are on hospice, they don't get the kind of care you think they're getting.
Yeah.
And even when you're not on hospice, if you're in a controlled environment like that, you're basically being warehoused. Even if somebody in your family is paying $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year does not get you any better care overall than someone who's getting to the nursing home $60,000 a year, let's say. Yeah. It's basically the same care. It's warehousing. And right now with nursing staff shortages, guess what? You don't have to do that. You have to be a mathematician to figure out the math on that one.
Oh yeah, no. In fact, I know a fellow who bought a nursing home, maybe I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, and is now a multi millionaire as a result of it. There's a lot of money going to the owners of these organizations.
Remember what we just said at the start of the call. Follow the money, honey.
There you go.
Tells you all you need to know.
There you go. Pearson, thank you very much. Yeah, good talking to you. Barbara in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind today?
Thank you. I just wanted to say that my family had a very positive experience with an end-of-life care. They didn't call themselves hospice, but we didn't pay anything. My mother was 96 years old. She had a heart failure, and as she was declining, we called the end of care people in. They kept her comfortable. They were very good to us. They were here every day of the last week of her life. When it was time, because their experience, they could tell. They came and told the four adult children, y'all need to be back in the bedroom. It's not going to be very long.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back and we stood around the head of her bed. And she had the most beautiful death that anybody could ever have. She had not been conscious, had not talked, had not eaten any food for 3 days. And we were standing around her. We started singing a hymn, and she did not open her eyes, but she started singing with us.
Oh my!
We finished the first verse of in the garden, and we were then crying. And then she continued with the second verse, which none of us remembered. Mm. And she continued with the second verse, and then she opened her eyes and she said, "What are y'all gonna put me in?" And we said, "Well, we'll find something pretty, Mama. We'll find something pretty to put you in," because we knew she was talking about clothes. And my brother said, "Mama, you'd look good in a grass sack." And Mama said, "I believe I've got a grass sack out in the garage. Ain't no use in buying anything. I believe I've got a grass sack." And yeah, she looked up at us and she pointed to each one. Well, she didn't point to each one, but she established eye contact with each one and said, "I love you." And there were four of us still living, and my brother who has passed, she looked up at the ceiling and said, "And I love you too." And and she passed. Yeah. Wow. But they were wonderful.
We should all be so fortunate to go that way, Barbara. I'm sorry, you said
it. Oh, my God. It was the most beautiful, just the most beautiful end of life that anybody, I mean, you know, she was still sharp as a tack, but she, you know, she made that joke, which was just godsend. She sang with us, you know. It was just the most amazing thing.
That is absolutely
but
marvelous.
The hospice people, they made the calls to for them to come and get her. She was here at home.
Right.
I'll tell you, she was here at home, 96 years old. She died in the spot she was born. Mm-hmm. She had lived in this spot on this farm all of her life. The 10 generations of my family have lived on this farm.
Wow.
And and she, the only time she'd been off this farm, lived away from this farm, was in World War II. She went to Bowling Green to work supplying for the Army. She worked in a factory, but other than that, she had lived here on this farm for 96 years. And her,
what a marvelous story, Barbara! Thank you so much for sharing that with all of us. I've heard that. I saw this with all three of Louise's pregnancies, that in the the day before birth, there's this incredible burst of energy that she got, and I've heard that this is a common experience, and I've read that also often happens just before people die. There's a little burst of energy, and they just kind of last gasp. I mean, literally. And it sounds like your mother had that experience. Barbara, I need to move along, but thank you so much for the call. Thank you for sharing your story. It was just lovely. That was wonderful. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, very good, very good. I think I'm going to bring a little bit something different to the conversation about the end of care life situation.
Okay.
I was the end of care provider for two of my family members. I was a very instrumental part of my wife's individual care of her mother, because her mother lived with me. And I was the third primary caregiver for a while for another member of my family. So I'm well versed with the industry.
You've been there and done that.
And I have also the unique situation where I had a knee surgery operation, and my recovery and rehab was done in the same facilities that I use for the end of care life for my family members. So I had the opportunity to see the care from a visiting caregiver and also as a patient. And this was a institution that was well recommended, highly thought of, but just like everybody has said up until this point, during the day, staff was all over the floor when people would come in to interview and look at the facility. But during the night, unfortunately, you had one nurse in the wing and you had one nurse's aide in the wing, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was an emergency in one of the other wings or one of the other floors, they had to abandon us to go up and assist that situation that was very dire. And so I've seen the end of care provision.
So is there, Earl, is there a specific point that you wanted to make about this? Other than that you've seen
my point is that, my point is that it's horrible. We should never have a health care that's based on profit.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I'm completely with you. Earl, thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. Kathleen in Manchester, Georgia. Am I saying it right, Kathleen?
Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I had so many different things I wanted to speak of, but in regards to the automatic weapons, mm-hmm. it seems like there's some kind of, a pattern. It's really disturbing, especially with older people coming out and doing this.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that second shooter at the mushroom farm was a copycat shooter, or was inspired by, or given permission by the previous guy, and in his own head, of course.
Right, and it said something. I think there was three or four within a week. Yeah. Which is really, really disturbing because this is part of what I believe is all the racism going on and Trumpism. I had so many different things I want to speak of in regards to the automatic real quick. I've had comments when I bring it up to somebody in regards to automatic weapons, and they're so adamant about keeping these weapons in their hands. But the problem is when they say, well, you know, hunting, let's do, you know, go hunting. If you have to use an automatic weapon to go hunting, you're the craftiest
hunter in the world. I'm with you. There was a study that was that I saw yesterday. I don't know when it was published, but it was on it was all over Twitter. In fact, I retweeted it last night, and suggesting that 3% of the U.S. population owns 50% of the guns in America.
Yeah,
which is amazing. I mean, you know, I know a couple people who are real into guns, and one of them that I know has 6 or 7 guns, and the other has 13 or 14. And so apparently there's a whole bunch of people who own one gun, you know, like a hunting rifle or a pistol that they might, hang out for self-defense or home protection. And then there's these guys who have friggin' arsenals.
Right. And I believe that the purpose of it is exactly what Trump's purpose is. And to realize all this, I've watched all of this, Tom, like in slow motion from the time that Trump was running. The hairs on my neck just stood up when I realized this person was running, and I didn't really know him. You know, I saw his show a couple times, maybe a couple minutes, but he was so arrogant, I couldn't stand to listen to him, so I never watched any show. So it really took me by surprise that he was running, but when hair stood up on the back of my neck.
I get it. Kathleen, I got to run, but thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with more of your calls. We're still awaiting a possible indictment of Donald Trump in Georgia. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. 52 minutes past the hour. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Good morning, Tom, and thank you. About end-of-life care and hospice, there's an organization called No One Should Die Alone Foundation, and they, which is NOSDAF.com, and they hire caregivers to be with them and hold their hands so they don't die alone. They offer compassionate end-of-life support, which is, encompasses all aspects of care.
Wow. I'm looking at their website right now. I'm sorry,
dedicated professionals must also recognize and understand a dying person's emotional, spiritual, and mental needs as well. No One Should Die Alone Foundation is here to help patients cope with their life-limiting illness and bring them peace in the knowledge that they are loved and cared for at the end of their lives.
NOSDAF.com. Yeah,
no, and they not only do they offer compassion, they help with medication and assist the family through the process. They hire professional caregivers to. I don't know if they're in every state, but they it's certainly worth looking into if you're in that position to see if they could help you in your particular situation.
Fascinating. Dave, thank you. Thank you for that. I had no idea. I just, like I said,
I love you.
I just called him up. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call. It's very nice to hear from you. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
I knew I would get on as soon as I took a bite to eat.
It's an old trick I learned when I was a waiter.
About the billionaires and millionaires being taxed for Social Security and Medicare. Now, that billion dollars and $1 million, that's not income. That's what they would be taxed on is the interest of that money that they keep in the bank, wouldn't it? With a 1099,
for,
and you have to declare the interest you
made. For many of these folks, their principal source of income is interest income or dividends, and we don't pay Social Security on either interest income or dividends. You are absolutely right. And I think, frankly, we should. They're both called capital gains, broadly speaking. And I think that capital gains income should be also subject to Social Security taxation. Because basically, you know, people who have got more than $5 or $10 million in the bank, they can stick it in a very safe instrument, a mutual fund or a CD or something, and just literally live off the interest, live off the dividends. And, there's a lot of people in that category in the United States, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of several hundred thousand at the very least. And they pay no Social Security taxes on that. So I'm with you, Jane. I think you're on to something. It's a good
one.
Thank you, Jane. Victoria in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Victoria, what's up?
Well, good morning. Once again, talking about death with dignity, which I've had firsthand experience with. I sort of want people to understand the nuts and bolts of it. I've had people say, so you just sign up and that's it. Well, it's a little more complicated than that. Your doctor refers you to the volunteer of the Death with Dignity or End of Life organization. And then they set up interviews with two different doctors, your doctor. Now, we couldn't use my husband's doctor because he worked for a Catholic hospital. So we had to find two other doctors. Each interview took at least 2 hours. They ask you your history, both of us, your beliefs, all about your family, your thoughts about death, dying, etc. It was sort of like going to therapy.
Yeah.
At one point, the two doctors get together with a board, I gather, it included your doctor. And they okay it. And when you choose to do it, you should understand that it does cost a fair amount of money for this drug.
Oh,
if my recollection is correct, it was about $600.
Whoa. Victoria, I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you for sharing that story with us. That's an important codicil. It's an important thing to note. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with the third hour of the program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.